The makers of Alka-Seltzer bring you Rum and Abner. You know, I have an idea that most of you folks who are tuned in for Lum and Abner now have planned good times for the weekend that lays ahead. You get a lot of fun out of going places and doing things with your family, your friends, don't you? The only trouble is it's mighty easy to get so busy having a good time that you overdo it. And then the fireworks start. An upset stomach, a headache, acid indigestion. These are the penalties we pay. But say, have you ever taken Alka-Seltzer for these common after-the-party ailments? Well, you should, because it offers remarkable relief. When you dissolve an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two in a glass of water like this, it makes a pleasant-tasting, effervescent solution which offers twofold relief. The analgesic, that sodium acetyl salicylate, acts to bring quick relief for headaches and muscular aches and pains and fatigue. And the alkalizing properties offer fast, pleasant relief for minor stomach upsets and morning after misery. Be sure to drink a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer the very next time you let yourself go and have too good a time. You feel better fast. Get a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets from your druggist tonight. The chances are you need the quick relief they offer before the weekend is over. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Believing that Abner's wife, Elizabeth, has been imposing on the old fellow, Squire Skimp suggested that they use a little psychology on him. They now have Abner believing he's possessed of superior strength and should be the master of his home. As we look in the little community today, we find Lum and Cedric down at the Jotham Down store discussing the matter. Listen.
Oh, sir, I've never seen a fellow change so in my life.
Yeah, it just goes to show how powerful that psychology is.
Well, what is that psychology anyway, Mr. Lum? I heard you and Mr. Squire talking about using it on Mr. Abner yesterday, but I never did see you do it.
Well, you couldn't see us using it on him, Cedric. You see, we was bragging on how strong he was, trying to build up confidence in himself, so he'd stop letting Elizabeth run over him.
Well, will that psychology keep a man's woman from running over him?
Well, we figured if we could get Abner to believe he was strong enough to whip anybody in town, he wouldn't be scared to assert himself. And it worked, too. She had him scared to come home, you know.
Yes, Mama, I know she did.
Granny, she went over there and told her where to head in, threatened to give her a whipping. She got just as docile as a kitten, begging him to forgive her.
Well, I believe he used too much of that stuff on him, though, the way he's been acting. Tried to pick a fight with me all morning long. Calling me names and everything else.
Oh, I know he's awful. I got so mad at him myself this morning I could have beat bumps on his head. But we've got to humor him, Cedric. Keep him thinking he's a great fighter. Squire says that's the only way to make him have confidence in himself.
Is that what psychology is? Going around fighting fellas?
No, you can use it for anything. Keep making a fella think something till he believes it. Like if I said you was a dog, and then everybody else started saying you was a dog, you'd get to believing it yourself.
No, nobody could make me believe that. I ain't even got but 2 feet.
Well, if everybody you seen said it, though, I'd tell you was a dog, and Ezra C. Strunk said you was a dog, and everybody got to whistling at you, instead of calling you, saying, "Here, Cedric, here, Cedric. Here, boy, here, boy." Cedric, quit thinking about that. You ain't no dog.
I know it. Just trying it out to see how it sounds to work a dog.
Well, don't do that. Granny, you scared the life out of me. I feared I'd went too far with you. All these rabbits in here, too.
Oh, well, I wouldn't chase them rabbits, Mr. Lum.
You can't tell what that psychology will make you do. What do you think you're doing?
Just seeing how it'd sound if I was a train. If I'm going to change, that's what I'd rather be, I think. I mean, I could just go all over the country for nothing.
Yeah, it would be nice, all right.
Go up to Kansas City and back myself into the depot there and load up for California.
Cedric, for goodness sake.
What's that? Oh, cow on the track. Mister, though.
Wait a minute here, Cedric, stop the train. Sit down a minute.
I don't know where I'm a passenger or a freight train.
Well, what difference does it make?
Well, if I'm a passenger train, somebody ought to be taking up tickets.
Well, you better leave that psychology alone. Yeah, that stuff's too strong for you. Besides, yonder comes Abner. We better get to work. You know what he said when he left out of here.
Well, do we have to mind him, everything he says?
I reckon so. You and me for a while, anyway. Right, now, here he comes.
What are you two sitting back there for? I told you to wash them front windows, didn't I?
We was just fixing to, Abner. Just got done sleeping out.
Yeah, you're always just fixing to do something. I'm getting that brain sick and tired of this laziness around here. Either get busy or I'm going to beat the daylights out of both of you.
Come on, Cedric, get a bucket of water.
Oh, it's too late now. I got something else for you to do. I got 208 rabbits coming over here this afternoon. I want you to fix a place for them.
Oh, did you make a deal with Henry?
Well, if it's any of your business, yes, I did.
Well, good. Well, now we're really getting in the rabbit business.
Beat him down to 30 cents a piece for them, too.
30 cents? My squire told me he wasn't asking but 25 cents a piece for them.
What are you trying to do? Tell me how to run this business.
Well, no, but I'm a half partner in it. Don't forget that.
Yes, but I'm running it. Don't forget that, neither. I'll pull you a chain when I want you to bark.
Wish I was a dog. Dad blame if I wouldn't bite him.
What's that, Cedric?
Nothing.
You better mind
me.
I ain't a half a minute off of you. Let's see you knock this match off my shoulder. I double dog dare you to knock it off.
And leave Cedric alone.
Well, maybe you'd like to knock it off.
What are you trying to do, start a fight?
Well, I hadn't thought nothing about it, but ain't nothing suit me any better. Got to have my exercise. Come on, put up your duke. Put them up, I'll take you both on at once. Come on, fight!
Nobody wants to fight.
Yeah, feel that muscle in the arm. Yes, feel it.
I don't want to feed your muscle.
Feel that muscle, I said.
Yeah, that's fine. Wonderful. Regular powerhouse.
Yeah, I might take up box fighting. Powerful Peabody, the Pine Ridge Panther. Give him that old 1-2. I doggy, I'll do better than that. I'll give him a 3, 4, 5, and 6. 7-2 if they get smart with me. Dad blame I'd have whooped that Mose Mooch if he'd have been home.
Mose wouldn't be home this time of day. He'd be down to his barbershop. You go over to his house looking for him?
No, I figured he wouldn't be there. Don't ask so many questions. Get to work there, both of you. Take all that canned goods and dry goods out of them shelves over there.
Take them out of the shelves?
You heard me.
Well, what do you want us to do with them?
Throw them on the floor any place. I don't care. And I want you to take a roll of chicken wire and stretch it right over the front of all them shelves. I'm going to make rabbit pens out of them.
Rabbit pens? Well, that ain't gonna look right. Nothing but shells full of rabbits around the store.
Nobody asked your opinion.
Well, what's gonna happen to the store?
We ain't interested in the store. We're in the rabbit raising business. Go on, get rid of there before I walk you on. Bring me a drink of water, Cedric.
Well, the water's sitting right there on the counter by you, Mr. Abner.
I never asked where it was at. I said, bring me a drink of water.
Get him a drink of water, Cedric.
You can get that stuff down off of them top shelves there, Slim.
Get the stuff. Who you calling Slim?
Who am I looking at? You, Starkey. If you grow any taller, you're going to fork again.
All right.
Here's your water, Mr. Abner.
Put it back. It's too long getting here with it. Besides, there comes that grandpappy Spears. Look at him walking up right. He thinks he's smart. I ought to just meet him at the door is what I ought to do. Start me a uppercut right from the floor. Catch him right on the button. Just turn him a double flip right back into the street.
Now, don't be jumping on that old man, Abner.
What's the matter? Don't you think I can whoop him?
You ought to. He's 82 year old. Right up to where he won't weigh 100 pounds.
Well, you just keep out of this now. Nobody asked you to say nothing. I've been laying off to give him a whooping for a long time.
Now, don't start nothing with him, Abner.
No, I started.
Come in, Granddad.
Yeah, hi, Billy.
Hey, howdy, Hutch. Billy, where'd you get that name from me?
Well, it's just what you look like, a dead-blamed old Billy
Goat. Oh, come on, Abner, you will have your josh, won't you? You must be feeling good today.
I ain't joshing. You want to fight? Come on, stick up your boots. Get up.
No, me no, Abner, not me. Anyway, I'm so up with rheumatism now, I couldn't whip my shatter. Hardly.
Hey, you sold up pretty bad?
Oh, my, yes. My giant water's dried up to where I can't hardly get up and down.
Well, I believe you're wearing that hat too far back on your head.
What's the matter with
it? Well, let's see how it looks down over your eyes.
I don't know, don't, Abner. Oh, I can't see nothing. Well, don't, Abner. You're stretching my hat. Yeah.
Doggy, what did it take to make you mad? What if I'd tweak your nose?
I can't. Hey, don't do that.
Come on, come on, sit down there. Stay off. Come on, stay off. Come on, stay off. I'll twist the dead blame thing over. Come on, stay off. I'll
take the turn to that nose and I'm going to bust.
Come on, say it.
Hey, you're carrying things too far.
Stay off. Come on.
Stand close, I'm going to hit you.
Say it.
Oh, my goodness. Abner, get up, you. Get your clothes all dirty laying on the floor that way. Abner? Reckon I hurt him wrong?
No. Thank you, Grandpap. Get a bucket of water down to him, Cedric. He's cured now, I think. Sit down, Grandpap. Sit down. What's new?
Oh, nothing I don't reckon. What about Abner there?
Oh, let him lay there and rest a minute. He's got some rabbit pins to build quick as he comes to.
Well, it looks as though Mum and Abner are going to be much too busy down in Pine Ridge for the next few weeks to take any time off. But with some of the rest of us, things may be different. And so that reminds me. Friends, are you planning on taking a vacation or going on a trip soon? Are you getting ready to enjoy a picnic or outing this weekend? Well, now listen, don't let your good times be spoiled by a headache, acid indigestion, muscular aches and pains, or that upset, sick-to-the-stomach feeling that so often follows a long, hard trip. Instead, be prepared for quick, pleasant relief for these fun spoilers by taking along a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets wherever you go. Well, Alka-Seltzer offers relief, surprisingly fast relief, for all of these common ailments. Thanks to the remarkable combination of analgesic pain reliever and alkalizer which it contains. So why take any chances? Never start out on a trip, a picnic, a vacation, or weekend outing this summer without first making sure that you've packed a package or two of Alka-Seltzer tablets. Do this, and you'll be prepared for real relief for so many of the common ailments that can easily spoil the best of plans. Get a package or two of Alka-Seltzer tablets from your druggist tonight or tomorrow, sure. Be sure to listen to Lum and Abner next Monday night at the same time. Lum and Abner are now on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evening at 7:15 p.m. over the station. Lou Crosby speaking. See you Monday. This is the National Broadcasting Company.